Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. My partner is Greg Kot. And if you want to be the first to hear our bonus podcast, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon, like Kristen Thompson in Philadelphia.
Kristen, we know Kristen.
Hey,
thank you,
Kristen.
Good to see you. Good to hear you. Thanks for contributing.
You know, this is the end of the year, Mr. Kot. And as the keeper of the books and the business end of Sound Opinions, I have to say, we wouldn't be making it without Patreon and people supporting us on Patreon. We'd be fairly short, which means you and I would not get paid ever. We don't get paid often as it is. We pay our people. We pay Alex and Andrew and Sol and all of our expenses, and then you and I have ramen for dinner. I mean, we're gone from public radio, so I've lost the year-end fundraise appeal script.
I don't have a coffee cup in front of me with a...
We appreciate the people who give to the show either through Patreon or PayPal. It keeps us rolling.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to talk about two more albums each from our 10 favorite albums of 2022. List, right? We have 20 up on soundopinions.org, 20 albums each. We could easily have done 50. At some point, we drive our producers crazy. So we kept it to 20. We got to talk about 7 each on the broadcast episode. So now we're going to do 2 more each. With overlap, that rounds us up to having more or less talked about our top 10s anyway. What else was on your list that you didn't get to talk about on the radio airwaves?
Well, Jim, you know, it's interesting because we have, 20 albums each on our top 20s, obviously.
20 albums on our top 10. And, you actually have 21 in your top 20.
I do. And a number of these albums we still didn't get a chance to talk to much in the show. And there's also, I should note, that there's very little overlap in our list. You know, we have a couple records.
A couple, but not a lot.
There's a few. I really wanted to talk about this fantastic Negrito record, which ended up number 11 if forced to rank them. This just outside the top 10 for me, but Fantastic Negrito has been making really fine albums for a number of years. This is his most daring record. It's kind of like when Sly Stone did There's a Riot Going On. It was kind of like he veered off course from the big dance stuff that he was doing that was getting him an audience in the late 60s
songs,
and made him the Woodstock guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
I Want to Take You Higher, right? But, suddenly he makes this dark record. And Fantastic Negrito with Why Jesus Black Problems is making a record in a similar vein. He started out, kind of being typecast as a blues artist. He won Contemporary Blues Album Grammy Awards.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say anybody looking for blues on this record in any sort of a traditional sense is going to be, hurting.
It's not what it was. Yeah.
He's an artist who's really expanded his reach musically, and this record is perhaps the best example of how far afield he has gone in a great sense. This is a huge, sprawling record. It's only 41 minutes long, but it addresses some big topics and basically talking about his family lineage going all the way back to the 18th century, 1750s Virginia. And, he was also a biracial family at the time, too, common law marriage. So it was a very fascinating look into the history of America through the window of these very personal songs. Orchestral, psychedelic, gospel, a lot of grit, as I mentioned, Sly Stone in that voice. There's falsetto in other moments mm-hmm. where he's really grasping that gospel tradition. Really an amazing record. Here's a track from it. It's called Oh Betty from Fantastic Negrito.
Oh Betty, I'm grieving. And the years keep passing me by, but I keep believing. So the only thing that matters, oh Betty, the days keep passing me by, but I keep on dreaming. One day we'll be together.
That is Fantastic Negrito, White Jesus, Black Proms, number 11 on my list. Oh, Betty is the song. Jim, what do you want to go to?
Greg, I didn't get to mention always or always. Those two V's tend to confuse people. Always is how they pronounce it. A-L-V-V-A-Y-S is how they spell it. Blue Rev was the album. We reviewed it this year. We were both fans. One of those things, you know, we do listen to our Patreon community. We do listen to people who talk to us on the Facebook group. And they were like, hey, what's wrong with you guys? How come you haven't talked about Always yet? And that was, yeah, we just hadn't gotten to it yet. How do we gauge whether things are changing, whether we are personally changing, or whether we are stuck in stasis? That is kind of the theme that runs throughout Blue Rev. The third album from this Canadian band, shoegaze would be the genre that we would probably deductively call it, but the vocals are stronger than so many of those sleepy, spacey, psychedelic bands, which, don't get me wrong, I love. I think there's an element of pop songwriting smarts in this group as well. And I think of the records they've put out so far, Blue Rev is absolutely my favorite. Here is a track called Tom Verlaine, which says, you know, the influences are not just shoegaze. That guy from television, he was pretty good too. Tom Verlaine by Always on Sound Opinions. All right, two more from our 10 favorite records list. We're going to take a short break and give you two more. Four total, two from each of us.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, lemonade, shandy, and limited releases in store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. You know, every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island. So we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. All right, Greg, welcome back to the bonus. We could really have done like 4 hours, and we should have just done the top 20 or even top 30 each. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's probably too much, Jim and Greg, right?
It's one of those things where I think the music is what we're really excited about. Whether you or I like it or not is beside the point, but there's so much great music out there. And one thing I thought of as you were highlighting the Always record, which I love too, that was number 10 on my list. You see rock records are getting written off on a lot of, you know, year-end lists.
Yeah, but Rolling Stone did 100 and there were like 4 rock records.
I mean, that's a slight exaggeration, but you notice
it's hyperbole,
that, you know,
but
it's shifting, you know, and that's fine. There's a lot of great contemporary music that has nothing to do with rock on it. But I still think there's a lot of great rock bands out there. It's just that they're not, you know, they're not the mainstream. It's hard to believe, right? But it's not the mainstream anymore. And that's fine. But great music is still being made. If you're interested in that style of music, there's plenty of it. Always made a great record. The record I'm going to highlight next, number 20 in my top 20 list. Dead, D-E-H-D, Chicago band, fourth studio album called Blue Skies. Band that's been together since 2015. There's a bunch of really good Chicago rock bands right now. And may not be, you know, future Smashing Pumpkins in terms of their commercial impact, but the kind of music that they're making is still very valid and very relevant. It doesn't sound like nostalgia music at all to me.
Mm-hmm.
This trio is terrific. Emily Kempf is the bassist and lead vocalist in the band, but all three members sing, Jason Balla and Eric McCready. But Emily is the main vocalist, and she's a powerhouse. Dominates the front of the mix. But the group itself is very, very empathetic. The way they play together, the reverb guitar, the drumming that fits in perfectly with these songs in terms of the way, you know, it's not too busy, but it adds just the right number of fills. It's sort of like Ringo-style drumming, right?
Exactly
what to play and when to play. They love girl group harmonies, you know? It's two guys and a gal, but they're, you know, there's a lot of those references there to 60s girl group. The wordless harmonies are all over this record. The hooks are wordless harmonies, so they know how to blend their voices, a little bit of surf, a little bit of girl group, a little bit of post-punk and garage, unified by the songwriting, which is terrific. Every song has got a hook or three in it, and and you walk away from this record going, man, that's a really solid record of songs. 11 of the 13 songs clock in under 3 minutes. In other words, not a bad track among them. Here's one of them, Stars from Dead's Blue Skies. Again, it's Dead, D-E-H-D, on Sound Opinions.
Stars above, I get too much, my heart ain't strong enough for me, I can't keep up, my heart ain't strong enough.
That is the band called Dead. The album is called Blue Skies. I highly recommend it. That's a track called Stars. It was number 20 on my list this year.
You know, I mean, I'm just feeling ripped off. Even with the full episode that aired on the radio and this bonus, I mean, I haven't got to talk about Saba. I love that album from the Chicago rapper. I haven't got to talk about Shamir. There's the Spoon record at Mitski. And Pedro the Lion gave us the best song ever about being a kid wanting to play the drums. All right, but I got to talk about Drive-By Truckers. You know, so the bonus is where we don't have to be as pro and we can make mistakes. And we, you know, I think, I don't know if you'll fess up to this and be as honest as I am, but every once in a while when one of us has discovered a band and introduced it to the other, as well as, you know, our readers and listeners, right? There's a bit of proprietariness, right? So I always figured you owned the Drive-By Truckers because you waxed rhapsodic a million years ago endlessly about Southern rock opera. Their big, I think it was like your album of the year in
1999 or something like that.
Right.
2000, yeah, it's been a while.
But, you know, we've had Patterson Hood on the show. We've had the Drive-By Truckers on the show a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike Cooley, his partner. I think we even had him once when Jason Isbell was still in the band, right?
Might have been. Yeah, we had him early on for sure.
We had him early on. Anyway, this is a great band. And every time I think they can't surprise me or go deeper into their vision of America with better songwriting and more insightful lyrics, they do it again. And this year's Welcome to Club 13, you know, it's just too good to ignore. It came out early in the year. We raved about it. Their 14th album. I think it's been overlooked, you know, as many months ago, 8 months ago. I can't remember what happened yesterday sometimes. Mm. But I went back to this album to make sure it deserved its position in the top 10 of my favorite. And man, so many wonderful songs. Maria's Awful Disclosure.
Mm-hmm.
But Patterson and Cooley are always schooling us. Maria's Awful Disclosure. What is this about? So I started looking in. It involves the first period in America in the 1830s of fake news. Mm-hmm. The publication of a book called The Awful Disclosures of Maria Monk. It was an anti-Catholic piece of yellow journalism that, stoked American Protestants' xenophobia, hatred of anybody who wasn't of their religion, and immigration. And this became a key text cited in that classic book by Hofstadter, The Paranoid Style in American Politics. We think America lost its mind circa like 2016. Mm-hmm. No, true since the Protestants landed on Plymouth right. Rock. You know, there is a strain of crazy in America. Mm-hmm. And Cooley and Hood do not condemn it. They live with it. They know it. They talk about the South that they love and that they hate. And they trace things like that as well as the life they've known. In large part, Welcome to Club 13 is about touring and what they've learned on the road and what they lost as that got shut down mm-hmm. in the pandemic. But there's always these history lessons with these fellas, and they're always, you don't have to know everything I just laid on you about Maria to appreciate this mm-hmm. song. Maria's Awful Disclosures, Drive-By Truckers, 14 albums, all of them great. The latest is Welcome to Club 13.
Ghostwritten pornography tailored to readers in need of a righteous excuse to indulge. Maria's Awful Disclosure.
Welcome to Club 13 is the Drive-By Truckers album, Maria's Awful Disclosure. What a great song!
You got to marvel at the consistency of a band, especially, the first few albums, you could sort of see that they were getting their feet wet a little bit in terms of becoming songwriters. But man, the level of the songwriting in the last two decades has just been unrivaled, really.
They are up there with Crazy Horse and everything Crazy Horse mm-hmm. did with Neil Young, as far as I'm concerned. That's it for this bonus. 2022 was a great year. Greg and I always scoff at anyone who says to us, well, not as great as, choose your favorite, 66, yeah. 76, 86, 91. Yeah. Every year is great for those who keep listening. Thank you, all of you who listen to Sound Opinions. And thanks to our producers, Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, Sol Delgadillo. Our Columbia College intern is Lauren Holt, and our social media consultant is Katie Cott.